Finally, New York Times admits Biden's migrant children work brutal jobs. By Neil Monroe on February 25, 2023. Hundreds of thousands of migrant teenagers are working brutal jobs to pay off their smuggling debts amid President Joe Biden's loose border rules, the New York Times admitted in a February 25 article. Christian works a construction job instead of going to school. He is 14. Carolina packages Cheerios at night in a factory. She is 15. Wander starts looking for day labor jobs before sunrise. He is 13, are the newspaper's captions of photographs showing young teenagers admitted via the unaccompanied alien child border loophole. The children usually work for staffing companies at low-wage subsidiaries of Fortune 500 companies, such as PepsiCo, General Mills, Walmart, Target, and Ben & Jerry's. The article is headlined, Alone and Exploited. Migrant children work brutal jobs across the U.S. The article may crack the bipartisan establishment's shameful silence about its wealth-shifting policy of extracting teenagers and millions of foreign migrants to replace sidelined U.S. workers. The report by Hannah Dreyer admits, these workers are part of a new economy of exploitation. Migrant children, who have been coming into the United States without their parents in record numbers, are ending up in some of the most punishing jobs in the country, a New York Times investigation found. This shadow workforce extends across industries in every state, flouting child labor laws that have been in place for nearly a century. 12-year-old roofers in Florida and Tennessee. Underage slaughterhouse workers in Delaware, Mississippi, and North Carolina. Children sawing planks of wood on overnight shifts in South Dakota. In November 2020, Dreyer posted an excellent report on child workers for ProPublica.org. The expanding population of child workers has been an open secret in Washington, D.C., for several years. Breitbart News has extensively covered the official support and media tolerance for this child labor force. The silence is ensured by Democrats' claim they are merely protecting unaccompanied children in a nation of immigrants. But that claim is entwined with Democratic donors' demands for more immigrant workers, renters, and consumers. Biden's progressive deputies have admitted roughly 320,000 migrant children since January 2021. About two-thirds of all unaccompanied migrant children ended up working full-time, the newspaper reported. GOP legislators also are silent about the scandal. Even though the Democrat-backed child abuse is far larger and more deliberate than Trump's supposed separation policies of 2018 and 2019. GOP leaders forego the political opportunity likely because they do not want to antagonize their local donors by ever mentioning the economic purposes of the government's migration laws. The youth labor trafficking pipeline was largely stopped in 2020 by former President Donald Trump amid loud opposition from Democrats and immigration reporters. The article by the New York Times, however, is likely to crack the establishment's silence about the massive scale of child exploitation. Unsurprisingly, the newspaper soft-pedals the complicity of Democrats and migration advocates in this human rights scandal. For example, the newspaper minimizes any mention of the two architects of the child labor force, Biden and his pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas. So the newspaper offered a no-name, passive voice description of how the problem grew after the Democratic Party's investor and progressive coalition pushed President Donald Trump out of the White House. This labor force has been slowly growing for almost a decade, but it has exploded since 2021, while the systems meant to protect children have broken down. While HHS checks on all minors by calling them a month after they begin living with their sponsors, data obtained by The Times showed that over the last 2 years, the agency could not reach more than 85,000 children. Overall, the agency lost immediate contact with a third of migrant children. Instead, the newspaper drops the blame on Xavier Becerra, Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services, which is supposed to protect child migrants. Staff members said in interviews that Mr. Becerra continued to push for faster results, often asking why they could not discharge children with machine-like efficiency, the newspaper reported. Many of the teenagers are being released by Biden's deputies to recognized labor traffickers, not to friendly relatives, the newspaper says. The traffickers force the teenagers to work long hours at low wages and also take debt payments from the children before they can send cash back to their poor families. The newspaper's focus on Becerra may divert media attention from Mayorkas, who faces impeachment by GOP members in the House. Read it all here. Extraction migration. The federal government has long operated an economic policy of extraction migration. The policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors, reduced native-born Americans' political clout, and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The colonization-like policy has also killed many thousands of unrecognized migrants, including many on the taxpayer-funded jungle trail through the Darien Gap in Panama.